President Trump put into place plenty of anti-immigrant policies over the past 4 years, but WNYC's Matthew Sherman reports his administration tabled a big one.
In May 2019, the Department of Housing and Urban Development proposed removing almost all undocumented immigrants from public housing, including those living with relatives who are citizens. The idea drew thousands of negative public comments. Here's Max Hadler of the New York Immigration Coalition.
When you try to create a policy that targets mixed status families, then you're effectively forcing families to either potentially experience homelessness or to separate from one another.
HUD wouldn't explain why it never finalized the rule. Hadler says by the time it was ready to do so, the pandemic had hit, and the prospect of evicting anyone from their homes may have simply been untenable.